Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up? This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Today on this October the 30th, 2023, and welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And, you know, sometimes people lose their rights when they don't stand up and fight for their rights. You got to fight for your rights. You got to get up and stand up for your rights, and don't give up the fight. You got to stand up for your rights and don't give up the fight. I see people calling in right now. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Call on in. We're live on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. We're live on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in. Yes, Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 646 646- 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And now for those people who, if you call the 646 number and you can't get through and it wants to charge you, then we have another number for you called In the Mist. You dial 720-844-1225. 720-844-1225. Write this down. And then you dial 605-313-5152. 605-313-5152. And the access code is 753-454. Now, this is a toll-free number. I know you got to dial two numbers, but then you put an access code and you're in. Again, it's 702-844-1225, 720-844-1225. Hey, there you go, Vera, I see you. All right. And then you dial 605-313-5152, 605-313-5152, and the access code is 753-454, and you won't have to pay a red cent, not one penny, okay? So, hey, let's see. First of all, I want to celebrate all of you guys, and I'm going to celebrate you guys right now. Let's give you guys a hand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I did a sermon yesterday, and my sermon was on ownership, because the question was to everybody, what do you really own? What do you own? And if you look at it, because people go, oh, I own a house, I own four houses, I own 25 acres, I own new cars, I own businesses. Well, guess what? The point of the whole sermon was, it all belongs to God. That's right. Let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. No matter what you have, no matter how much you have, it all belongs to God. And what's the bottom story, the bottom line? The bottom line is you can't take all that money with you. You can't take the 225 acres with you. You can't take anything with you. And so what do we own? We own a relationship with God. We own a relationship with God, and we need to build on our relationship with God, because God will do anything, and I do mean anything, but fail. And that's in the book of Deuteronomy, you know, and we were talking about that yesterday and during my sermon. So I thought I'd share that with you this morning so that you can kind of have an idea of what we were talking about. But we actually came out of Psalms 24. Verse 1, and I just want to share it with you because I think it's important, because people keep saying, I own this and I own that, and I got all this and I got all that, and I'm dripping with this, I got all my roly-roly and all that. None of that is going to get you into heaven, is my point. None of that. I don't care how much you own. You can't bury the house with you. You can't take nothing with you. So own up to your relationship with God. You have ownership with God Almighty. You don't own nothing. You don't own your wife. The husbands don't own your wives. The wives don't own your husband. You don't own your kids. You don't own nothing. Okay? You have a blessing, a part-time. You might get that car, that brand new car, that house on the hill. But guess what? One day you two are going to depart from each other, and you can't take it with you. That's my whole point. So I hope that's sinking into the resonance of somebody's heart and mind. And I just want to share this scripture because it's actually going to be our scripture of the day. But I want to share it early because somebody might need to hear this for those who think they own all this stuff. That goes for all the super rich people. They don't own it. They own it temporarily. When God calls them home, all of it goes to somebody else, and they will temporarily own it. I don't care what it is. You can own a baseball team, a football team, a space out in space, wherever. But no, the bottom line is that God owns everything. He owns the perimeters, the exterior, the interior, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, the universe, the world, the ocean, the sea, the animals, the flowers, the plants, the fruit, the vegetables, the meat, and everything. God owns it all. That's my point this morning. So I want to read to you really quick from Psalm 24. Chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. Maybe somebody, I hope this is not falling on deaf ears because I see the phones are lit up, but that's good. Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. So if you dwell in the world, God owns you too. Amen. Somebody might be like, I own all this. No, God owns it. And I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to plant that seed inside of you, and then I'm going to let it blossom. Because when it's all said and done, you want to make sure you have a good ownership relationship with God. Okay? It's all about your salvation. It's not about the fine car, the Rolex watch. It's not about none of that material stuff. It's about your salvation and your relationship with God. So, well, let's go on into the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything, and I'm just glad to be here with you this morning. Yeah. So with that being said, I want to just go over a little bit of news. You know, I know you guys heard about the guy in Maine who shot up all those people. I mean, that guy, he went ballistic. He was an ex-Marine. I'm so glad they caught the guy, but when they found him, he was already dead. And I don't think he committed suicide, but who knows? The gunman in the mass shooting that killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, 40-year-old Robert Card, has been found dead. The Androcoggin County Sheriff's Office confirmed that on Friday. Well, this guy was a Marine, and he was a trained sharpshooter. So he went into a bowling alley, if you don't know the story, and people were just having a good time bowling and maybe having a beer or whatever. They say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but who knows? But anyway, they caught this guy. But before they could catch this shooter, he wounded 50 to 60 people. He killed, I believe, 22 people, and he changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what you should do if you find yourself in the middle of a mass shooting. You see, we don't plan these things. We don't plan them. You don't know where it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. But lately, over the last couple of years, we've been having some really terrible, unbelievable mass shootings. Hey, good morning, Mary. How are you? God bless you. Welcome, Mary. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Right now, we're talking about a civil rights violation of mass shootings. That's a violation of human life because nobody has the right to take a weapon because they get mad or they have a mental condition. And instead of seeking help to get that, and that's why we talk about mental health on the show. It's so important to talk about mental health on our show because there are people who have mental health problems. Now, if this gentleman wanted to, he could have got some help. They said he was recently released from the hospital, but why would you release somebody if their mental condition is to the point to where they can't control themselves and they're a danger to themselves and to others? They should not be released. And I want our government to take more pride in mental health. I don't want mental health to be a taboo topic. I want it to be an open topic. That because each and every one of us, no matter where you are or who you are, you know somebody that has a mental health problem, whether it be a friend or a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or an uncle or a cousin or an associate or an employee at work. People are walking around with mental health issues and not getting the proper help or not getting the proper medication or not getting the proper counseling, are not getting the proper consulting. So if you see someone that has a mental health problem, reach out and do the best that you can to help them because all you could do is the best that you can. That's all you can do. You can call a phone number for them. You can call the wraparound team. But nothing's guaranteed. I mean, nobody can promise that they're going to get the help that they need, because there's so many people now. Hey, what's up, Tina Noble? How are you? God bless you, Tina. I saw the Crenshaw High School reunion dance and saw everybody having a good time. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. It's such a pleasure to see you and such an honor beyond words. And everybody that's coming into the room, please tag 10 people and tell them that the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show is on. And we're talking about the mass shooting that took place in Maine, but we're also talking about mental health, because the guy, they said he had a mental health problem. But, okay, a lot of people don't know what post-traumatic stress syndrome is. Let's talk about that for just a moment. Hallelujah, blessings to you too, Tina. Post-traumatic stress syndrome is something like I've been in the Army. Okay, and I know what it's like to see some things that you don't normally see in everyday life. But if you don't go get some help, because you can get post-traumatic stress syndrome, and it can be, you know, it can be, you know, just if you see somebody get shot on the street and you go over there to help them and they pass away in your arms, that can give you post-traumatic stress syndrome. If you see somebody anything, you know, it all depends on what it is and what the severity of it is. And, you know, if you need help, get help. Don't be ashamed. Don't let your pride get in front of you. If you need help, get some help. Amen. Sister Tina said a major in mental health, it's real and very prevalent among us. Yes, it is. I agree with you 110%. And the thing is, you know, sometimes they sweep it up under the rug. And when people go, I think they should change the law. The law is, if you're 18 and over and you don't want to get therapy or counseling, or you don't want to stay at the hospital, you can sign yourself out. You don't even have to take the medication if you don't want it. And that's one of the problems. And we need to change that law, because if that person, again, is in detrimental health to themselves and will hurt themselves and hurt others, then they don't need to be released, and they need to be held you know, without further notice to anybody. They should be held until you can get them right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, Tina. Thank you so much. And with that being said, I want to call in. I want to get our co-producers on, and let's get our co-producer Clarence M. Allen on the show. Good morning, co-producer Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all the panelists who are soon to tune in. But especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout the state, nation, and even around the world. Once again, you have tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. So, Pastor Eddie, man, once again, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you every Monday morning, because these topics you bring are a necessity to our sanity, to our life, to our health, to our just our civil rights, our constitutional rights, my right, your right, and every right of everyone who is listening and those to come. So thank you for having me once again, Pastor Eddie.
It's an honor, my brother. It's an honor. Yeah, all right. Okay, and without further ado, and I see you calling in the 980 area code. Don't hang up. I see you. I'm going to get you on in just a minute. If you want to call into our show, including you, Tina, if you want to call in and talk about mental health for a moment, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1, it'll put you in the queue, and I'll get you right on. Okay, let's welcome our co-producer, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Welcome to the show. Vera, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Good morning to all the co-hosts, all the listeners, and I just want to thank everyone for listening in.
Amen, amen, amen. All
Dr.
right, all right.
Good morning. Good morning.
I see you right there. I see you. I see you. And Tina Noble from high school said, good morning, Vera. She said, good morning to you. And let's go to, amen. She didn't hear you, Vera. Say that again. Vera, are you there?
Can you hear me? I said good morning to Tina and Clarence M. Allen.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, caller in the 980-319 area code, are you there?
I'm here. God bless you, Pastor Eddie, and to everyone that's listening, good morning to all of you. I'm grateful to be on with you all today.
Amen. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, let's give him a big hand. Welcome, welcome. Say good morning, y'all.
Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, good morning.
Good morning.
Amen,
Chief
amen.
Apostle.
Now, Kevin D. What's up, Kevin Galas from Dorsey High School? Welcome, welcome, welcome to our show. I hope you stay on. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want to say good morning to my wife. Hi, wife. and I want to call her. Yeah. Call her in the 323-948 area code. Are you there? Call in the 323-948 area code. Are you there? Or are you just holding on? Okay, let's put them back on hold. Let's go to the caller in 765-717 area code. Are you there? Caller in 765-717 area code. Are you there?
This is Karen Martin. I was just merging people in. I merged in the midst.
Okay, this is Karen Martin. Everybody say good morning to Mrs. Karen Martin. How are you, Ms. Martin?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Everybody
good
say good morning.
Welcome to the show.
And she is with In the Midst. She is the president of In the Midst. And let's give her a big hand, you guys. Let's give her a big hand, too.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, we're talking about right now, but we're going to get into our first topic in just a minute, but right now we're talking about mental health because mental health is so very important. And I just want to go around to our panel really quick and ask them why mental health is important. And I'm going to start off with our guest, Kenneth Curry. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor. Why is mental health so important?
Well, thank you again, Pastor Eddie. It is very important to all because our mental health is also connected to spiritual health as well. You know, when people always used to look down on other people that suffer with mental health, but I'm glad that some of the athletes and others are coming out and say, you know, it's okay not to be okay. Because, you know, there is, you know, treatment. I myself suffer from different items. I suffer from traumatic depression disorder. But, you know, with the type of help that you can be provided with, you can be able to live a normal life. But we have to make sure that, you know, we don't just throw the people away like they don't matter. But
right.
We find ways to help people to begin to live a normal life. There
yes.
are doctors, there are people that you can talk to. There are programs that you can get involved in. I myself got involved in a program that was helping those with basically PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which
yes.
is a very serious problem. And so, you know, you have to not just hold it in, but give people an opportunity to tell you and talk about what's going on with them.
Yes.
You know, we always have a lot of the people, Pastor Eddie, that will say, "Oh, no, you're okay, you're just fine. That's just all in your head." No, it's not all in your head. If you feel indifferent or feel some type of way. Get it checked out. That's the best way to get back to full health. and get the help that you need.
Well, thank you very much, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Hold that thought. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Now, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Why is mental health so important? Go right ahead.
Well, mental health is really important because at some time or another, every person living on planet Earth has gone through something where mentally they are not correct. And as Apostle said, yes, it affects your spiritual, your emotional, your body, everything. So it's been going on for a lifetime, and now we can finally get help and assistance. And if we see someone and we realize they're really depressed or they have high anxiety or they're using words or phrases that you've never heard them say or they want to hurt themselves, please check in on them and follow up.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Before we go off of this subject, I want to go to Clarence and Mallon. Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. Why is mental health so important?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Excellent subject matter to cover. I believe it affects all of us in different ways, in different levels. When we go back in history, it goes back into the dynasties of Imhotep, into Socrates, and we look at all these scholars who treated, studied, and administered to mental health, and I was once upon a time, early in my teenagers, was a patient, and even in my adulthood, of mental health. You know, we look at the three elements of our being, our mind, body, and spirit. When we look at African holistic health, if any one of those elements are out of order, or injured, or even sick, it affects the other two. So we, you know, having a balanced and stable mind is very important to our spiritual element and even to our body. So it's just an excellent subject matter. And it's, you know, when we look at history and slavery, it's one of the curses in the Lynch letter, get them to become mentally weak. And that's where we get the mental health department. They made it a business. So they put these social ills, these physical ills, these spiritual ills out here, and it affects not just our mind, but some of us, even our body and our spirit. Excellent subject matter.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thank you so much, Moni Scott. Welcome, to Evangelist Moni Scott, to the show. We appreciate you, Evangelist Moni Scott. I don't know, we're getting a little feedback. Wait, hold on. Let me work on something real quick. Give me 1 second. Let's see here. Let's go there. Let's go here. Okay. All right. There we go. Now, we're talking about something that's extremely very important, and we're talking about mental health because a lot of people, they don't want to talk about mental health. They don't want to deal with mental health issues. When they see somebody walking down the street with a mental health problem, they want to talk about them. They want to laugh at them. But people are having some real serious things going on. And I think we should pay attention to mental health issues. I think mental health should never be taboo. I think it should be discussed and talked about. And I think that there more government funding should be put in mental health. Along with another reason why so many people are homeless, some of them have mental health problems and they don't want to be inside. They want to be outside, or they don't want to be under anybody's control. There's paranoid schizophrenia. There's ADHD. There's all kinds of mental health issues. They're all very, very important, and they're all very important subject matters and topics. And so we need to really focus and be focused on what we're talking about and be focused on what we're doing. And my heart goes out. Brother Clarence M. Allen, I'd like for you to do me a big favor. Hold that thought, Chief Apostle. Brother Clarence M. Allen, could you give a call to Talana Jones? We want to get Talana Jones on the show, and I don't see her in the queue, so we want to get her on. And without further ado, let's go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Go ahead, Chief Apostle, take the floor.
I just wanted to do this while I had it up on the screen. For those that need help, there is a crisis hotline. You can dial 988 and then press 1. They are 24/7 confidential crisis support. So you can call them, and they will try to get you the help that you need. It's simple. Just dial 988 and press 1. I want to put that out, Pastor Eddie.
No, thank you so much. Okay, caller in the 323-948 area code, are you there?
Yes, I've been right here listening. Good morning.
Good morning, Talana. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everybody say good morning to Talana Jones.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Talana.
Good morning to Clarence, and good morning to Pastor Ramsey. Good morning to Chief Apostle Curry. Good morning to my butterfly, Dr. Granny B. I was listening in about what I just heard about mental health, and I just want to raise a question to everybody. What happens when you are very proactive and advocating for your family for mental health, but there's no physical support?
Well, then we have to, that's when we go to God, because that's why I did a thing on ownership. What do we own? We don't own anything. We don't own the doctors. We don't own the wraparound team. We don't own the psychiatric help doctors. We don't own the psychologists. We don't own any of it. But what we do own is we own our ownership of God. And so the best thing that we could do is we could go to God in prayer, and God will send us a way to help our situation. But as human beings, we are all limited. Even the doctors are limited. And that's why they practice. Doctors say they sign up to practice medicine. They're practicing medicine. But that doesn't mean that they have all the answers. And I wish I had all the answers. But no human being on the planet Earth has all the answers. Good morning, Gloria Majors. Welcome to our show. Praise God, Denise Williams. Amen. Welcome to our show. Thank you, guys, as you continue to come into the room. I'm going to give that question to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Ask the question again, Talana, please. And we're going to have Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry give you his view.
So the question I have is, if you have family who has mental illness, you have advocated through the system, you have exercised to your family that you need assistance for your mental health family member.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much you ask for help, it's nowhere possibly to be found. When you cannot find that help, where is the help exactly?
Right. Okay, hold that thought. Chief Apostle, before you answer that, I want to say this before you answer it. This is why I said, you know, we need to work on the law where if we put that person in the hospital, they cannot sign themselves out, because if you're over 18, you can sign yourself out. You don't have to take the doctor's help. You don't have to stay in the hospital. But that needs to be changed. That law needs to be changed. Now, that's my opinion. Let's go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. But before we do, I see, hey, Felita Wills, God bless you. Welcome. I see a 50 calling a 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, everybody say good morning to none other than Linda Goldie, the poet. Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, poet Linda. Welcome.
Linda Goldie, good morning.
Now, without further ado, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor on this very sensitive subject. We're talking about mental health. You know somebody that has a mental health problem. You probably have a family member or someone you love or a friend or an associate that has a mental health problem. For some reason, they might not come out the house, or they don't even want to come out the house. They might not want to shower. They might not want to be a part of the world. They might not want to take their medication. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, what do you say to the question that Talana just asked, which is a very important question? After you've exercised everything and went to all the places to get help, and you're still not getting the help you need, where do you go from there? I said go to God, but what do you say, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry?
I agree with you on that, Pastor Eddie, because, see, when we think about a spiritual outreach, you cannot dispel the fact that we look at what it took to get us saved. It took people being patient with us, and that's one of the greatest assets of the Spirit of God. Patience and long-suffering are the fruit of the Spirit. You may not get them to hear what you're saying the first time, but sometimes it takes a little bit of patience with people. And see, God is working on the other side of that thing, because their circumstances will come into your life that will cause you to reflect on what someone told you in life about God, God's resources. When you come to the end of the rope and you've tried everything else and it has not worked, then they begin to say, well, maybe what that person of God told me might be the answer that I'm looking for. So we have to be very patient with people. We have to be humble, and we have to be kind. And you know, you go in, he said, you see a brother caught up in a fault, you go to them and you talk to them and you know, see how that you can help them. You go in the spirit of what? Meekness, in order to try to help them. And people are not going to let you help them unless they know how much you care about them. And
amen.
So that reflects the Spirit of God. So, and like I said, in trying to answer the question, it requires just the patience of spirit and heart. When you get an opportunity to speak a word into someone's life, you know, hey, brother, listen, I got an answer. Sister, I got an answer that can help you. And,
amen.
You know, once you can give them that, then you escalate and bring it to a professional and say, look, I can refer you to a counselor or a psychologist, someone that can really go in depth and talk about the situation that you're dealing with. You don't have to talk about, you can talk one-on-one personally, and nobody has to know whatever was talked about between you and the physician.
Chief Apostle, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For those who just came on, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to send a shout-out to First Lady Felita Wilson and her Pastor Charles, to Gloria Majors. I want to send a shout-out to Denise Washington High School. I want to send a shout out to my cousin down in Georgia, Angela Clayton. Much love to you, cousin. I'm so glad you're with us. We're talking about mental health issues. We're talking about mental health issues. You know, we all know somebody going through a mental health crisis as we speak. I have people that I love that I know have a mental health crisis, and that's why it's so near and dear to my heart. But as a human being, we are limited to what God can do. And that point was just perfectly made by Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, which is our guest. And he shared some very pertinent, wonderful, uplifting advice that we can let sink into the resonance of our heart and mind. With that being said, let's have your closing remarks on mental health. But Talana, did that assist you in what you were seeking to hear, protect mental health?
Chief Apostle Curry, I just want to say thank you. I do understand what you're saying. Absolutely. I think I have been exercising the same obedience, possibly even
mm-hmm.
wanting to find out more help from No Way. My issue is, like, there are indirect conversations being had, and I just don't know how to react anymore. And my level of patience is growing short only because I have shared with family members that
mm-hmm.
I have a problem and there's clearly something to address. However, it's just a lot of unanswered questions that need to be answered that only get heard, like, right now while we're talking on the show.
I can't physically say
what I want to say, so I just mm-hmm. want to say thank you for allowing that answer to be said, and I just hope that the people who needed to hear it, that it resonated with them, and that it has some type of effect, because it hurts when you indirectly talk about mental health and family, mm-hmm. and they're not inclusive in what you're physically talking about. And so mm-hmm. It's almost like listening to someone else talk about you, and you know it's about you, but nobody else does.
Well, let me clarify. Hold that thought, Chief Apostle. Hold that thought. Let me clarify something on our show. This show here is for everybody, and all the listeners who are out there, we're not focusing. Matter of fact, let me put out a disclaimer right now. This has nothing to do with anybody's family. This has nothing to do with anybody personal. This is a topic that we talk about on our show. That's why we have Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. And let me tell you something. In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians says that there's a time and a place for everything and a reason for the season.
Exactly.
And, you know, we have to pick the time and place. Sometimes, and you know, we can make it as personal as we want to, but this is not a personal attack on anybody. This is sharing information about mental health and making sure that mm-hmm. more people know that it's not taboo. We're not trying to keep it in, and that's the problem. People do talk about mental health, but guess what? Nobody but God can do the things that some human beings desire for other people to do, whether it be a family member or a friend or an associate. People are limited to what God can do. But our faith in mm-hmm. God, faith without works is dead. If you don't have faith in what mm-hmm. you're asking God for, and you already give up before God can answer your question, then you already lost. So here is the point. The point is we're talking about it, and I think that's very important that we talk
everything.
About mental health on our show, and we should do it on a regular basis. And this is why, hey, Brenda Calhoun, welcome to the show. This is why I brought the subject and the topic up, because the more you talk about it, the more people hear it, the more people can practice on what they can do to learn more about helping the situation, whether it be me, you, or the listeners, or whoever. This is going to help somebody. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, give us your closing remarks, and we're going to move on.
Let me say this to you all and to the family. You know, the Bible teaches us, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap the harvest if you faint not. Now, I'm just saying this to all of you because I went through it. I was at the bottom of the barrel. I was suffering. And needless to say, you know, I came to a point where I had a 38 white in my hand, and I could have taken myself out. But we don't want to let ourselves get to that condition. When there is help, if you can quit looking at people as though, you know, they're inferior, but look at them as a person that is in need. The
Amen.
Bible said when you go to them, take another person with you. Go with another witness when you talk to them. It can be, the Bible said it can't be one by one. You take somebody else.
Come on,
maybe
now.
A professional that you know is someone. Sometimes it takes an outside voice in order to speak into people's lives and help them. I was there, Pastor Eddie. I was there, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but I was able to have someone to speak to me and help me to get some things together and talk into my life. And so that's what it's going to take. It's not going to be easy path, but that's the work that we've been assigned to do by God to help people. There's some troubled people out there, people of God and otherwise. But we can't just give up. We can't.
No, we can never give up. And with that being said, if you want to listen to our show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. Go there, and on the search, you type in Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you can listen to our show online. This is a very important topic for me. It's a very sensitive topic for us all, for everybody, because everybody knows somebody that has a mental health issue. If you want to call into the show, you can dial in at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. I'll get you on. If you have a statement or a question pertaining to our subject matter, please feel free to call in. I want to thank everybody for chiming in on this very sensitive subject, and I want to give a hand to all the people who, including my daughter, Talana, and everybody, Chief Apostle. Yeah, I just feel, this is how I feel. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So very, very much. Thank you so much. Nothing on the planet Earth is easy. Nothing on the planet Earth. This is why I talked about, thank you so much, Denise. This is why I talked about, what do you own on this Earth? That was my sermon yesterday. What do you own? Ooh. You don't own anything. You don't own your kids. You don't own your house. You don't own your car. You don't own the nothing. You pay for it. It's a temporary thing. It's a temporary thing. Everything is temporary, and you don't own it. God owns it all. And that's why I came out of Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it all belong to God. Everything we have belongs to God. Every situation we have belongs to God. Everything that we're going through has something to do with our God. God did not bring us this far to leave us. And I'm not trying to go to church on you, but I'm trying to let you know that we serve an on-time, mighty, powerful, immaculate, wonderful, sovereign God. And he said in his word, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and that door shall be opened unto you. And I can't not say that enough. That is one of my favorite scriptures. And then Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will, not I will, not they will, but he will direct your path. Amen. So I'm going to close out on that and move that right along and leave that right there. And we're going to move on to our next subject and topic matter. And with that being said, hey, Patrice Wallace, Dorsey High School, all my Dorsey people, I see you on there. All my Crenshaw High people, I see you on there. Thank you for joining us. We just closed out on mental health and mental health issues. And Vera Jones is saying hi to you, Patrice, from Dorsey too, you know, and all the Dorsey people. Hey, Patrice, this is for you and Dorsey for winning. Yeah. All right. Shout out to you and your husband. God bless you guys. And Vera Jones, my sister said hi, Patrice, and put a heart up there. Okay, we're going to go to another very important civil rights issue, your health, because you have a right, a human right, a constitutional right to live. And if the food is not right, it's going to mess you up, and a lot of this food will give you cancer. It'll make you sick. It'll tear you down. It'll tear you apart. So you got to be careful of what you put inside of your body. I'm proud to say I'm 64 years old, and I thank God for it. Graduated from high school in 1977, and I feel good because I don't eat meat. I don't eat fish. I'm not saying that it's all bad, but I stopped eating it because it started to affect my health. And as you know, as African Americans, we deal with heart conditions, heart failure, high blood pressure, diabetes, cardiovascular, all kinds of stuff. So next thing you know, first you go to the doctor, they give you one bottle of medicine. The next time they go, oh, yeah, well, we're going to deal with your cholesterol, so we'll give you this pill. We're going to deal with your diabetes, we'll give you this pill. We're going to deal with high blood pressure, we're going to give you this. Next thing you know, you got five bottles of medication sitting on your nightstand. And each one of those medications have a side effect. Now, Sister Felita Wilts, First Lady Felita Wilts, she sells, and I'm still going to reach out to her. Hey, Angela, Brian, how are you? God bless you. Welcome. I'm still going to reach out and get some of those vitamins from you because, first of all, we need vitamin D. We need vitamin A. We need B complex. We need vitamin C. We need all of these things. And so this is why we're getting ready to talk about a very important topic. And so the subject, let me go back. Our topic is the eight laws of health. We have a right to live. Let's talk about our health. And see, we don't talk about our health enough. we'll talk about the Laker game. We talk about football. We talk about the soap operas, and we talk about the reality shows, the Housewives of Atlanta and all this, and that ain't going to keep us in good health. But when you start talking about your health and you think about your health, you have a right, a constitutional right, the human right, your right, my right, and our right to live, because you are what you eat. And you want to eat to live and not live to eat. You want to get in your body what you need to help your body do what you want it to do. So if you tell your body to do a certain thing, then it'll do it if it's in the right condition. But if it's not in the right condition, it will not, and I repeat, will not do what you tell it to do. Your body will let you know when you're not treating it right. It'll shut down on you, and it'll make you bedridden. It'll put you in a wheelchair. Your body will tell you what it now, remember this. The body doesn't want to die. It'll do everything it can to live. But if it's poison on the inside, then it's killing the body's body parts, lungs, liver, kidney, heart, brain, all of this. You feed it every single day. Do you feed it chili French fries with grease all over it and onions? And, you know, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not the best meal you can eat. Do you eating honey buns every day and Hostess Twinkies and all that sugar inside of you? That sugar gets in your brain. So without further ado, I want to get our health specialist on the show. She will be taking over. She will take over the realms, the 8 laws of health. And let's see, what are the 8 laws of health? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, oxygen, rest, and trust in God. That is the 8 laws of health. So without further ado, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, please take the floor. Talk to us about the 8 laws of health and how we can live longer, healthier, and stronger lives. Go right ahead.
Well, Eddie, thank you for allowing me to share the 8 laws of health. Just from my point of view, I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V that enjoys sharing health and wellness. So first of all, I wanted to speak about exercise, because and energy moves everything. Everything moves. It improves our body image. It lowers our risk for diabetes, lowers our risk for high blood pressure, and keeps our brain fit. And number 2, fresh air and oxygen. We all need it. We cannot live without oxygen and fresh air. It opens up our lungs. And the best time of the day is the morning, for the morning dew to take a walk. Or even if you're one that enjoys the evening, just get out and get some fresh air and open yourself up to nature. Number 3 is nutrition. Now, eating healthy has so many medicinal benefits, and it supports our immune system, our metabolism. It helps fight off disease, and it nourishes our organs, cells, our skin, and our bones. So if we eat more vegetables, fruits, and herbs, please try and do so from the colors of the rainbow. Number 4 I have is sleep. Most these days we don't get 8 hours, but if you can, try and get 8 hours of sleep. It helps improve our memory. It lowers our stress level. It regulates our body. It also detoxifies our body while we're sleeping, so it's good to get that sleep. And when we don't get the proper amount of sleep, guess what? We do not function properly, and our brain does not either. And number 5 is sunshine. Now, we must all get out and get some vitamin D. And if you're somewhere where the sun does not shine too much, try and take some vitamin D supplements, because the vitamin D is great for our health, our wealth, our immune system. And during the time of COVID, a lot of people are boosting their immune system by taking vitamin D. Number 6 is temperance. Now, it's all about balance. Everything should be only in moderation, not to overdo anything as far as eating, drinking, or whatever else that you may indulge in that you feel is not good for your body. So it's all about self-control, and we must have self-control to keep our life contained. Number seven is water. Now, 70% of our weight, our body weight, and 80% of our brain is water. So water is one that helps carry nutrients to and oxygen to our cells. It helps cushion our joints, remove waste, reduce heart disease, arthritis. It keeps us hydrated. It keeps our skin looking young, and it decreases fatigue. So that's another thing we cannot live on planet Earth without, water. And just imagine how good you feel after drinking a glass of water or after you get out the bathtub or the shower. Water is rejuvenating. Number eight is trusting in God, because God, we would not be here. We cannot live without God. So it's all about him being our rock. He's our breath of fresh air. He is our energy, our motivation, our protection. He gives us strength, faith, joy. And it's imperative for all of us to have a personal relationship with him like no other. He created us, and guess what? He will listen and never fail. So that will be the end of my eight laws of health. And I hope that you will take all of these laws of health and improve your well-being every day. Amen.
Well done.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That was really interesting. Go right ahead.
The panel. Can you tell me some of the things that you do on a weekly basis that you could share with someone else out there that may not be as looking at exercise, fresh air, sleep, nutrition, sunshine, water, trusting in God? What would you say to someone out there that they could take and hold on their heart?
Well, that's a very – first of all, Vera, I want to shout you out really quick. Angela, Cousin Angela says, that's why I love Georgia. I walk down to the lake. She says she walks to the lake. That's what she does for her cardiovascular. And Felita Wills gave you a big hand. She said, thanks, Vera. And it just goes on and on. And so that being said, we're going to start off with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, your Aunt Vera asked a question about what do you do to keep your health up. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
I consume ginger every single week. I chop it up in fine diced pieces, and I take them like vitamin supplements. I also cycle every week, sometimes twice a week, just to keep my my adrenaline going fine. I would say also it helps with exercise, does relieve stress for me for sure. So just a regular routine of exercise and vitamin benefit. And I also write to God all the time. It's something that also I feel is an outlet, and it really helps me to relax.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks. Well, with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, Vera asked, what do you do about for your health and wellness? So what do you do, Clarence, you and the wife?
First thing I do is pray. I give thanks, and I pray every morning. And then after that, it just begins with love. I have learned, and I practice every day to love me, to love my wife, to love everything. It's just too much hate in this world. I stop disliking things because it's there. It's going to come. Whatever that we may not agree with, may not want, may not like, it's going to come. So
amen.
We have to be open to these things and embrace them and work with them, you know, to make them benefit us. And
yes.
I exercise a few times a week. I drink my fluids, my water. Drink coffee, but I make sure I get my water. I take my vitamins on a daily basis. And I don't know if I mentioned it. I do exercise, and I make sure I'm getting all the things that Dr. Granny V says as possible. I may not get them all, but I'm eating much of the rainbow as possible. Getting my fruits, my berries, my nuts, my vegetables in, and you know, I watch the amount of meat I eat. So I watch the amount. I don't eat as much. So this is very important, especially as we age.
Wow, thank you, Brother Clarence. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Now, what we're talking about right now, we're talking about our topic is the eight laws of health, the eight laws of health. If you didn't get it, here's the eight laws of health. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trusting in God, because God won't let you down. And so with that being said, I want to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. What do you do to keep yourself in shape and keep yourself healthy? Chief Apostle, go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, we're looking at, you know, in this country, there is a very critical situation with obesity. And it's the young people and older people that are not exercising the way they should and especially not eating the right things because you know, I listen to a lot of things that are going on in dietary, and there are certain items that we buy in this country that are to eat, and they've been banned in other countries. They won't even allow it to come in their country because they feel like it's like cancer causing. But I watch the things that I eat. I eat less meats and stuff, like beef and stuff like that, because it takes so long to get out of your body. It sits in your body for a long time in your digestive system. But
yes.
I try to eat those things that are good for the body, things like, you know, broccoli, and you try to balance it out with, instead of just getting candies and things like that, get fruit. Something that is good, it's sweet, it helps your body, and different things like that. There are other things that we could use. I mean, apples and grapes and things like that in your balance. But then, like I said, it comes to the exercise part. Shut the TV off and sometimes get out and go for a walk or something, you know, even if you're just walking a dog or whatever. Get out and do some walking so it helps not just the dog, but it helps you too.
Yeah.
You know, and just get out and breathe the air. And you know, there's so many people that have just gotten tied to just watching, you know, soap operas and all of these shows. And the kids are mimicking what we are doing. If we're not exercising, they're going to stay right there on their little video games and don't go anywhere. And that's why you have such trouble with obese kids. So we have, just like Vera said, we have to watch our diet. Make sure you get enough water. Get away from the sodas. You know, get juices and stuff like that to maintain what you have. And go to the stores and get the vitamins for your age group, you know, because they have multivitamins for men and for women that will help you to help your body.
Right.
So, you know, that's what my wife and I, we do to and like I said, we make sure we get out of the house and not just sit there. If you eat something, don't just eat before bed and just go lay down on it. You know, make sure you have enough time for it to digest in your system, and then set your time clock. I have my time clock set for the time where I get my 8 hours in before I wake up in the morning. So I set it so I'll go to sleep at that time and then get my 8 hours in. So
right.
we just have to train better habits. That's my diagnosis of this situation. We just create better habits for ourselves. in our lives.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing that, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Amen. Now listen, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Right now we're talking about health, and we're talking about the 8 laws of health, which are nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trusting in God. And so let me give you a little bit of some of the things I do. Number one, I have a multi, vitamin that I take. I take vitamins every single day. That includes vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Dig them all.
Don't forget that magnesium.
Yes, we need the magnesium, man. And a lot of people don't know about vitamin K. You know, vitamin K is good for your heart. And I take my vitamin D, but also I have B12. I have a liquid B12 that I put up under my tongue. I take that. I drink my water. Here's my water right here. However, there is one thing that I shouldn't have, but I do like it, and my dad used to drink it a lot, and that's some good old coffee. Mm-mm-mm. But instead of putting sugar in my coffee, I put honey in my coffee, 100% raw honey, because raw honey is good for you. I like oxygen. I love walking at the beach because walking at the beach is so healthy. And whatever you're going through, you can throw it out on the wave and let it roll out on the other side of the ocean. Temperance is patience and understanding, and that's very important. All of this, the 8 laws of health consist of survival. Nutrition. You are what you eat. And let me tell you something. Have I had fried chicken in my life? Yes. Because as a pastor and a minister, you get lots of fried chicken. But at some point you got to be like, okay, we're not having fried chicken this week, okay? So I had to get off the chicken. I love it, but the greasy fried chicken wasn't good for me. It clogs up your arteries. It tastes real good. Don't get me wrong. Now, just recently, I made some mustard and turnip greens with fresh turnips. I chopped up the turnips and cooked them by themselves in fresh butter. And then I put a little coconut oil in them greens and put a little olive oil in them greens and just a tablespoon of this and that. Seasoned it up real good. Instead of using a lot of salt, I use a lot of herbs. Herbs are better than salts, because as African Americans, we have to be concerned about our blood pressure. So I just want to thank God that we are able to eat better. When you know better, you do better. So, of course, rest is a priority. We have to get our rest. Sometimes we might toss and turn in our sleep. That's why it's not good to eat a big meal before you go to bed. And a lot of people don't, know about this, but if you eat your dinner early, it has more time to digest, and then your body can, you can sleep better. You have a better night's sleep. You won't be having nightmares and who knows whatever else. But I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, you've been pretty quiet. Linda Goldie, what do you think about the 8 laws of health, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight? Go right ahead, Linda Goldie.
Well, I think it's all good. Unfortunately, I don't get all of that. I tend to be a night owl because that's when I get my inspiration and I'm up making collages or something, But, I do try to eat healthy. I take all my vitamins. I basically get all my vitamins from the food bank, but that's okay, wherever and however you can get them. I love to walk, but I've fallen twice and broken bones walking on the uneven pavement in this community. So I've quit walking, unfortunately. There's just a lot of, it's a lot of good advice, and I should probably be doing more of it. I did join a gym, but I haven't been going. So I've got to get back to that, there's a lot of things you can do, a lot of of things out there.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Linda Goldie. Let's give Linda a big hand. Thank you, Linda. We appreciate your views. Now, normally we would have Professor Reams with us, but Professor Reams had to go to an extremely very important meeting at his university where he is a professor of certain professional items. And so we're going to miss him today, but Clarence will be stepping into his Angela said to you, Linda Goldie, Angela said on Facebook Live, maybe you should have an accountability partner that can help you. And Virgil, welcome, Virgil. Virgil said, no one talks about juicing. Juice your veggies. That's less waste your body has to break down. I completely agree. You know, we have a juicer at our house, and we use our juicer all the time. We juice kale, spinach, cucumbers, oranges, apples. I love juicing. Matter of fact, let's go back to Vera Jones, who can tell you about juicing. Let's talk about that, Virgil. You're right, because we're talking about the 8 laws of health. So if you just joined us and you want to know what are the 8 laws of health, it's nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trusting in God. So with that being said, Vera, please take the floor. Talk a little bit about juicing. Go right ahead, Vera.
Yes, Eddie, juicing, that is abundance. That is a fresh way to start the day after you've had your first glass of water, H2O. And whether you have a, sometimes you don't have to have a juicer, but maybe you have something like the Ninja, where you could just put some, spinach or kale, and you can combine a couple of different items that you enjoy to make your body work a little faster. Now, me personally, sometimes I will go for cucumber with some spinach or different kale or whatever. Talana mentioned ginger earlier. So, and if you're one that enjoys bananas, I can't have them, but you can make a smoothie as well. You can start your day with a smoothie if you're not one that really enjoys breakfast. So if you can, I would say invest in a juicer. You can invest in a bullet. Just add something different and something new to your life. And try it out because there are so many different recipes, Eddie. That would have to be just one topic. But if you can use some of the favorites that you enjoy, make it smooth by juicing because it goes throughout our body and our cells, and we can digest it just quickly. And guess what? That boost of energy, Eddie, is one of the most important things. And if you can, add some beets in there. We need those beets. And that's really heart healthy, and it helps our entire immune system. So that will be another topic. But juicing or make some smoothies in the morning after your water, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Now listen, this is juicing is important. Virgil, I know you're a juicer, but let me tell you something else about juicing that people don't know. Juicing will help you control your weight. And I don't know about you, but every now and then I go on a fast, and I've done a liver fast. I don't know if you guys have ever done a liver cleanse, but it's not the easiest cleanse, but it works so good. It gets all this bad things out of your body. You will lose a few pounds on a liver cleanse. Then there's different things. I mean, diuretic teas that you can take that can clean you out. You know, there's all kinds of herbs that you can use. Ginger is a good one. Turmeric is a good one. These are things that can help you live. It's so important. I see you out there, Brother James Hudson, all the way from Texas. We're talking about the 8 laws of health, the 8 laws of health. And the 8 laws of health are nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trust, trusting in God. And I know a lot of us get our exercise in. We should exercise, well, we should exercise every day, even if we just do it for 10 to 15 minutes a day. But because of our schedules, And yes, Angela said we should slow down on the alcohol. Now, I don't drink alcohol, but if you drink alcohol on a regular basis, slow down on that. And hopefully you're not a smoker, because smoking's bad for you too. And it can affect your health tremendously. Some of these things have long-term effects, and they don't affect you right away. They might not affect you for 15 or 20 years. But then when it finally hits you, then that's where the problem lies. So be careful what you put inside of your body, and be careful of what you – okay, Virgil Johnson said, go to the store and look in African-American basket, and all you see is meat, not a lot of veggies, and you see junk food. So he's saying if you go to the African-American stores, you know, they line it up with meat. They line it up with meat. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you know it, but imagine what that animal is going through when it dies. Like the cows, they walk in a line. I don't know if you know this, and I'm not trying to, you know, make nobody go, oh. So they walk in a line, and then a razor cuts their throat, and they stand there and bleed out. Okay? So that nervousness, that adrenaline that shoots through their body when they're going through that, that's in that meat. And we eat it. Okay, so that's why I say watch what you eat. Now I used to eat everything. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I never was much of a pork person, but I used to like to have a filet mignon steak, the tail end cut of prime rib, you know, a good T-bone steak, you know, London broil with some baby mashed potatoes and some sliced carrots seasoned with perfection. Yeah. Good, but then you got to digest it. Like Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry said, that it's hard to get that meat out your body. The fat off the meat, the grease in the meat, and everything else. So I'm not trying to tell you don't eat meat. I'm just saying everything in moderation, because you are what you eat. You should eat to live and not live to eat. And that's going to be the end of our subject matter. And I want to get one more closing remark from Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Go right ahead, Vera. What do you want to say in closing about the seven laws of health and juicing?
I just want to say that health is our wealth, and we would be nothing, even if we are confined to the bed for bed rest, or even if we are not mobile where we can walk around. But what we put in our body will help give us energy to do so, and it will help keep our mindset great. So that is my closing remarks, Eddie. And if you can, invest in yourself, because we are our future.
Wow. Let's give Vera a big hand, everybody. Let's give her a big hand. Let's give her. Thank you so much. That was good. Now, you know, I for those people who want to eat ice cream, and you can eat ice cream, they have non-dairy ice creams, and then they have frozen yogurt, and those are healthier than eating things that you don't. Now, Virgil Johnson said, read your labels when you're shopping. A lot of people don't read their labels. Cousin Angie gave a big hand, and James Hudson said, please don't smoke. Drink water, and nothing beats exercising. Stay away from fast food and take your vitamins. And that's what we were talking about. And this is so important that everybody's weighing in. And, oh, yeah, almond milk over regular milk. I drink almond milk, and almond milk's good for you. When we were infants and babies, we needed the milk then. But once you get past that stage, you don't need a lot of milk anymore. Some people love milk. I don't, you know, milk creates mucus. So almond milk is different, much, much more different. And then you need to have certain oils. That, like, they have avocado oil, they have olive oil. And if you really want to get a real boost in your energy, and I mean, I'm not talking about the fake black seed oil. I'm talking about the real black seed oil, where you buy a bottle and it's like $80 a bottle. If you take a tablespoon or a teaspoon of that, for, you know, like a week, and, you know, like once a month or a week straight, you take a tablespoon of black seed oil, you're going to see a difference in your energy, your endurance, your skin, and everything else. It helps you. Not the fake black seed oil. If it's all light color looking like light, that's not real. The real black seed oil is a dark, dark color, and it really, really, truly works. Turmeric works. We're going to have the sports report today. I can't wait to have the sports report because I want to talk about, one of my buddies called me up and told me today, and that would be Pastor Ramsey said his Eagles they only lost one game out of the season so far. So the Eagles are looking really, really good. But we'll talk about that in a little bit because Virgil said 7:30 this Friday, playoffs at Dorsey. So, you know, I'm a Dorsey man. I'm a Dorsey fan. I graduated from Dorsey. And to all my Dorsey people out there, we're doing pretty good. So let's keep up the good work. We're going to switch reels for just a moment before we go into our regular segment. I want to share something with you about what's going on with Hamas and in the Gaza Strip. Two Tanzanian students have been taken hostage. Imagine you're going to college over there to go better yourself, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in the midst of a hostage situation by Hamas, who wants to use human beings as shields. And so now they've confiscated this young man. One of them is 21 years old. His name is Mr. Molel, and he said he can't eat or sleep because he can't, you know, they're desperate to find out what's going on with their friends from college. Can you imagine sending your kids abroad? On October the 1st, 1,400 people were massacred by Hamas, okay? Not 20 people. 1,400 people were massacred by Hamas. More than 230 hostages were taken. Of course, we know that. And now they've taken two more college students from Tanzania who went there for school. My heart goes out to the family. I am praying for what's going on over there. In the Bible, in the book of Revelations, it talks about Israel. It even talks about what's going to happen in Israel. But this group, Hamas, has to be stopped. So I'm calling on the United Nations. I'm calling on the people of the world to put something together that can change the life of these 200 plus this terrorist group is out of control. Over 230 hostages, now to 232 hostages. And they keep saying they're going to let them go, but they're not letting them go. They're using them as human shields to get what they want, I guess. And the reason why I brought this topic up is because it's affecting the whole world. People from the whole wide world are over in that country. Americans are over there stranded, and they're upset because they said they're trying to get out of there, and they can't because certain things that need to be done by certain people is not being done, and that keeps them locked in the madness that's going on over there. So I'm praying for change because what affects them affects the whole wide world some kind of way. So with that being said, I just want to really quick, I want to give some short, just really 30-second sound bites, starting off with Clarence and Mallon. What do you think about the two Tanzanian college students were, what happened? No sound? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, all right. Everybody said they can hear me. All right. Virgil said no sound. Maybe check your phone, Virgil. And if not, just come over to, do you have Instagram? Because I'm on Instagram. Hey, Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. All the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're on Instagram. Okay. Oh, okay. You got it. Okay. I'm glad. Okay. So Virgil said he can hear us again. Praise God. So I just want to get your opinion. You can even type it in on Instagram or Facebook Live. How do you feel about what's going over there with Hamas and the Tanzanian college students being taken, the 230 hostages that have not been released yet? Shayla Monroe, hey, Shayla, welcome, welcome, Shayla. It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you with us this morning on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. So thank you for joining us. We're talking about what can be done to change the hostage situation in Israel at the Gaza Strip with this group called Hamas. And so with that being said, let's go to Clarence and Malin. Clarence, take the floor and give me a 30-second soundbite. What can be done to make this change? What should be done?
Pacietti, this is more than a can of worms just to even think of, you know, the atrocities of people being slain and murdered and massacred and the kidnapping. And then we mentioned just these two students, just them alone, you know, the traumatic experience that their families are going through, their friends are going through.
Yes.
So, you know, this is one big mess. You have, you know, Hamas. Now you have Hezbollah. Iran is making threats, and it's in Qatar over there. You got Saudi Arabia. So you have all of these countries or states around this source. Ships from the United States are moving in. France has said a few things, and so it looks like, you know, this could be a global catastrophe just waiting. It's a powder keg and a sharp fuse, and it is lit. So, you know, will somebody stomp it out before it get to that powder keg?
Wow.
You know, we're looking at the kidnappings being used as human shields. And
yeah.
I just can't imagine me being in that situation, you know. So we have to pray for that area. We have to pray for peace. We have to pray that something, you know. And then when you look at the president over there, Israel, man, they said this is war. And when you look at war and then you look at these guys using hospitals, churches, mosques, and everything as operating bases, man, this is wild. This is wild. This is here. This is now.
Wow. Thanks so much, Brother Clarence. Thank you very much. Thank you. I want to shout out Shayla. Shay Shay, what's up? What's going on with you? How are you? God bless you, and God bless new life and new beginnings. Amen. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry is still listening with us. Again, Professor Rings will not be with us today. He had to be at the university. But Clarence M. Allen will be stepping in with the commentary along with his segment of the show, Regulate the Manual or The Haunted Soul, Brother. Talana Jones will be doing Words of Wisdom. Vera Jones will be doing health and wellness. Poetry in Motion will be done by Linda Goldie. Hopefully we'll get Mental Health in You with Aretha Adams Jones. And of course, without further ado, we're going to be going into our regular segments in just a moment. Vera, tell me, what should we do or what could we do or what could they do to change what's going on with Hamas? Go right ahead. They've taken two college students from Tanzania and made them prisoners, hostages. Go right ahead, Vera.
Well, Eddie, prayer is really powerful. Now, we are not there. We're not present. However, we have to love more. So let's love more, let's pray more, and let's share it with everyone, with the nation, because it could be one of our family members,
yes.
And they're all in. Amen.
Amen. No, go right ahead. Were you gonna? Did you want to say anything else, Vera?
No, that was all, Eddie.
Okay,
the
thank you, Vera.
The most important is love, or prayer, and trusting in God. He can change it all.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, what could we do about the situation? They just took two college students as hostages from Tanzania. Go right ahead, Talana. Take the floor.
I just believe this is a time where we always say about using our voice and speaking out to affect change.
Hmm.
I believe that time is now, along with prayer. I do agree with the panel. Prayer moves and works in very miraculous ways. So I would just say I extend my prayers and well wishes, and I pray, number one, and also using my voice. So if I can, if there's a way to contact our officials, if there's a way to write a letter, possibly like we spoke about before, I think that would be a really great start to helping us use our voice.
Mm-hmm.
We can help others, but you can't help someone if you don't understand how to help either. So I would just say, help them out, be a voice for them, and help them to affect change so that it doesn't happen to anybody else. I yield back.
Amen. Thank you so much, Solana. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah. I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, all the way down there in Oregon. Linda, take the floor. What do we do about the hostages and all the people there in Tanzania? How do we make that change?
I think prayer is the only way we can make that change. I personally wouldn't trust the political scene because it's so squirrely. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, we don't even know whether we can trust the president. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I think prayer is it.
Thank you so much, Linda. Appreciate that, Linda. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. And I want you to know that this is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. We talk about real issues. We talk about civil rights and human rights and your rights. So this is what this show is all about. However, it's time for the word of the week. It's time for the word of the week and the scripture of the week. So get your pen and paper out. I have my pad right here. Here's my pad. There's my pen. Get yours out, okay? And let's do the word of the week and the scripture of the week. And I want to send another shout-out to Evangelist Virginia Valentine all the way out there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And, you know, when I think about Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I think about some homemade gumbo. I think about some po' boy sandwiches. I think about shrimp etouffee. And the last time I was down in Louisiana, I was in the Juneteenth parade. I was it was wonderful. So with that being said, our word of the week, the word of the week is ownership. Ownership is the word of the week. Make it applicable to your week. Thank you so much, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. The word of the week is ownership. The scripture of the week is Psalms 24, verse 1. Psalms 24, verse 1. And it reads, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to God. Amen. All right, that is just, you can make that applicable. Leave your Bible open to that, because I told people, you don't own anything. God owns it all. And it says it right in the scripture, Psalms 24 and 1. And it reads, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him. And then I share Deuteronomy. I'm just giving you an extra scripture today. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14. And it reads, I want a second that we don't own nothing. But if you own up to your relationship with God, this is what you get from Deuteronomy 10 and 14. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and earth and all that is in it. One more time. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and earth and all that's in it. That's Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14. And one more for you. I want you to take this with you now. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Once you build that relationship and you keep that relationship with God and you put every situation, every problem in the hands of God, what do you get? Luke 1 and 37. Nothing will be impossible with God, for no word from God will ever fail. You need to write that scripture down too. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Nothing will be impossible with God, for no word from God will ever fail. I'm going to leave that right there. You can walk with that. You can run with that. You can talk about that. You can share that, because it's all that in a bag of gold chips that can't be crushed. Amen. And Virgil Johnson said, and whatever you treasure, your family going to throw it away, so enjoy it. Hey, that's a good point, Brother Virgil. And I'm not trying to give, because we got to go into our regular segment, but let me just close out with this. Our word of the week is ownership. The scripture of the week is Psalms 24 and 1, but we gave you some bonus scriptures, Deuteronomy 10 and 14, and Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Write those down and make them applicable to your week. Just let them resonate into the heart and mind of your life. But let me say this. We build up all these riches here on earth. We say we own these homes and everything. You could buy a car today. Eventually, you will depart from whatever it is on this earth. You cannot take it with you. I don't care how much you have. You cannot take it with you. So be mindful when you say, I own this and I own that. That was what my sermon was about yesterday. We own a relationship with God, and we own our salvation with God. All right? I'm going to leave that right there. And if you want to holler at me, you can hit me up on Facebook. Hit me in the DM on Facebook or Instagram, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and I'll respond to you about what we're talking about right now. Okay? Because, you know, some people be like, I'm balling out of control. I'm dripping in. I got all this jewelry. You can't take a Rolex watch with you when you go. Somebody will steal that off your wrist. They don't care if you're dead or alive. Okay? With that being said, I'm going to close out on that. We're going to go into our regular segment, and we're going to start off with words of wisdom, and then we're going to do poetry in motion. With that being said, Talana Jones, please take the floor. And I can't wait for health and wellness, too. Talana, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thank you, Dad. Good morning, everybody. Again, welcome to Words of Wisdom. I'll be short today. Today's Words of Wisdom read, being rich isn't defined by how much wealth you manage. Riches will determine your self-character. Limitations are distractions. Remember, the key to immortality is first living a life worth remembering. See past the material things. Look deep into the heart and soul of your family and friends. Go better. Never let it rest until you are good and your better is your best. Thank you so much for letting me read Words of Wisdom today. God bless you all.
That was amazing, Talana. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing. So applicable. That was fantastic. That touched me so much. Hallelujah. Praise God for words of wisdom with my daughter, Talana Jones. Pretty soon I'm going to be calling her Minister. Minister Evangelist Jones in a minute, because that was deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. That's what, man, that was beautiful. Evangelist was clapping her hands, and she said, preach, preacher, amen, amen. So with that being said, let's go to poetry now, poetry in motion. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. Give us poetry and motion.
Okay, I wrote this for my niece because I'm suggesting it as a way. It's kind of a therapeutic thing. It's art. Art is a friend that's true to you whenever you are feeling blue. So when you're angry, choose the red or calm yourself with green instead. You might try a heavy line or one that is especially fine, a bigger brush for more to do or whatever suiting you. Shut your critic in a box with heavy chains and several locks and shut your ears to hear their talk when all that they can do is squawk.
Hey, man, let's give it up for Linda Goldie.
Linda Goldie.
Love you, Linda.
Wow, that was beautiful. Poetry in motion, poetry in motion. Okay, without further ado, let's get in the studio with us none other than Aretha Adams-Jones. Welcome to the show, Aretha. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Pastor Eddie. How are you doing?
All right. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning.
Dr. Aretha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yes. Well, with that being said, before we do health and wellness, let's do mental health and you. Matter of fact, today, Aretha, we talked about mental health at the beginning of the show. And we had Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry on. It was a very wonderful topic, and we want to keep it from being taboo. We want to continue to talk to people about how important mental health is. Without further ado, here's Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, with Mental Health and You. Please take the floor.
Amen. God bless you again. Happy Monday to you all. Oh my gosh, I hope that's not my fault.
Okay, great.
So happy Monday again, and I just want to thank you, Pastor Eddie, and to the co-hosts and the guests for just remembering the importance of mental health awareness. And, you know, we're closing out the month of October, and I just want us to be reminded of, I don't know if it came up earlier, but Mental Health Awareness Week was October the 1st through October the 7th. And then there was National Day of Prayer for Mental Illness, which was October the 3rd. And then lastly, there was World Mental Health Day, which was October the 10th. And I just wanted to ask you all to just remember to keep those that are in the struggle, those that are struggling with, you know, mental disorders, mental diseases, mental illnesses, and, you know, the families and the caretakers, just remember to keep them all in your thoughts and your prayers because God cares for those that are mentally ill, and we should care for them as well. And I just wanted to end with Mental Health Matters, and it's really time for us to remove the stigma. God bless you all, and enjoy the rest of your week. You're welcome.
Ooh, Lord, that just touches my heart because, you know, man, I'm almost in tears about the magnitude of mental health going on, not only in America, but around the world. And people get mistreated, and sometimes they die. They call the police to help, and the police end up coming there shooting the person, and all it was a mental health issue, and they ended up dead because of mental health. So this is so extremely very important, and thank you guys, and thank you so much, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, for bringing mental health. What a wonderful segment added to our program on the show. Without further ado, it's time for health and wellness with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Please take the floor, Vera. Give us health and wellness.
Welcome all back to Health and Wellness. So today I will speak about white vinegar and apple cider vinegar. And when I say apple cider vinegar, I'm speaking of one of my favorites is Braggs, and it is with the mother. Before I begin, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. Now, let's get started with white vinegar first, white distilled vinegar. So it's 5% acidic, and it's made from potato, sugar, barley, and grains. And we can use this to help brighten our clothes, which are any color. We can use it to help clean our dishes, our pots and pans, clean our counters. We can also add baking soda, and that will help clean the counter as well. We can clean our fruits, our vegetables. It helps to repel ants, fruit flies. And also, we can use sugar in our fresh flowers along with a drop of distilled white vinegar to help our flowers to last a little longer. It also helps kill mold, and it helps to germinate seeds that you're going to plant. And you can make your own all-purpose cleaner by straining some lemon, lime, or grapefruit, whatever you have. And you can add essential oils with water, and there you have an all-multi-purpose cleaner. Now let's speak about apple cider vinegar. Now it's 2 to 5% acidic, and the sources are made from apples that are fermented. Now you can use the apple cider vinegar to make your own salad dressing. It aids in weight loss. It's a great enhancer for weight loss, for weight management. It helps to lower our blood pressure and cholesterol. We can also use it as a gargle if you may have a sore throat. It helps whiten our teeth, and it also helps with hypertension. It may also aid in you have insect bites. Rub a little on there, and you may not like the smell, but it will help keep them away, and it will stop the itching and the swelling. It is also a great hair shiner, so after you wash your hair, rinse with apple cider vinegar. It also helps keep our body alkaline, which is great for our skin, our artery, and it helps to kill bad breath. So especially after those onions or perhaps something garlic, yes, you can. You can have a mouth rinse with it as well. Now, apple cider vinegar also breaks down protein, minerals, and calcium, which stimulates our stimulates and detoxes our liver to make more bowel. And it helps to keep our pH level at a balanced level. Then we must remember that it aids in digestion. So it's a great thing to have either in the morning or in the evening. And if you decide you're going to make some apple cider, the water, the drink, you can do that by just warming some water and having like 2 tablespoons. Now, some do not like the taste, but you can add, some will add cinnamon, honey, or lemon if you're going to make the drink. It is also good for toenail fungus, acid reflux, and as a face toner. Now, it's good for you to do your homework because for some, apple cider vinegar may cause a rash, or some may feel nauseous or perhaps a stomach ache. And check with your doctor before you begin any new regimen. And it's really great for those that are diabetic, for those to soak in apple cider vinegar instead of Epsom salt if you are diabetic. Now, it's also great to use if you are one that is really on a regimen to lose weight. And as I mentioned earlier, just by having 2 tablespoons per day, you can have it along with your tea, and that will help you to help manage your weight loss. And last but not least, you can use this as a foot soak. Now, if you have cracked heels, it pulls out toxins from our body. And then you can use a premise stone or loofah to exfoliate the dead skin. And make sure that you exercise and wiggle your toes because we use those toes more often than not every single day. It also softens all of our dead skin. And last but not least, we have to make sure that we take ownership, the word of the day. We take ownership of our lifestyle and our health for health and wellness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Just give a hand. That was health and wellness. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. That was beautiful. But without further ado, it is time for a very important segment of our show called The Haunted Soul Brother and Regulate the Manual with Clarence and Mallon. Please take the floor. Regulate.
October 30th was another clear and sunny day. This will be the last day to make final preparations before the mall holiday festivities began. There will be get-togethers, masquerade parties jumping off as the night roll in. Department stores were filled with those last-minute shoppers, candy, and more candy. These were the number one sold items of the day. The feast of trick-or-treat will be bought and sold. Everyone thought of something new and something old. Ghosts and goblins ready themselves for the host to deliver the best fright and scare. Tomorrow night would be toddlers, kids of all ages, and some adults would be coming together as one, chasing the tricks or treats of Halloween with fear. Just a little more than 24 hours left to go, and the streets will be filled with costumes and monsters galore. Usually, after all the chores and responsibilities were completed, and the rest of the day was usually ours to enjoy and have some fun. My friend and I spent most of our time fixing up to improve and compare our costumes to make them even more horrifying and frightening. Homemade masks, wigs, makeup, plenty of old raggedy clothes that have been thrown down in the closet over the years. We were planning the route for trick-or-treating, and a lot of thought went into which house in the neighborhood would have the best decorations and treats. There would be be sure to double your brown paper bag, trick-or-treat bag, for going out on a Halloween night. The atmosphere was filled with the energies of evil spirits, horrors, and fright. The evening evolved into its own life, and times with small piffles of fog beginning to creep out of the ground in the flower bed behind the baseball diamond. Trick-or-treaters were disguised as those masqueraders began to filter into the streets. There was an awe of many spirits from those souls who came together, forming under the ground. The strength of energy was ever so strong tonight. Tonight, there would be one walking. Gradually, from the sound of those souls began to adulate, and the earth split apart as the smoke went out of the ground. The fog dominated the area behind the baseball diamond. There were some tips of fingers. A hand slowly pushed up and out underneath the ground. The music blasted the masquerade party, which was packed. There were the holiday festivity creatures who danced. The night now came into full bloom. There will be wolves, witches, warlocks, evil characters from all sorts of the deep, and horrifying creatures that moved with rhythm of music. You will see jack-o'-lanterns, spiders spinning their webs cast throughout the neighborhood. This place had bats, ghosts, demons that hung from the ceilings. The partygoers had a good time. Drinks were sipped from blood-stained cups, and the conversation were held in the quietness of the dark corners with spoken words. This night was the eve of Halloween. Can only get this in the Haunted Soul Brother. Tell you, get this book. This is the book of Halloween. Tomorrow is Halloween, and you can only find out what happens tomorrow inside the Haunted Soul Brother Summon at itslibris.com, Amazon, and wherever books are sold.
Wow, let's give Clarence. Nice. Without further ado, it is time for the commentary. We got 6 minutes left on the show. We might have to go over just a little bit. but we're going to get the commentary from Brother Clarence M. Allen right now. Let's go back because Professor Reams is not here. We want to shout out Professor Reams. Everybody give a big shout out and a hand for Professor Reams.
Professor Reams.
Amen. So without further ado,
thank you.
Take the floor, Clarence.
Let me
give
say
up.
Thank you to Pastor Eddie.
Oh, thanks.
Eddie Justice Jones, the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. I went over to the Eddie Justice Jones Civil Rights shoe store the other day, and he had every shoe size but Professor Reams, because only one person can fit that shoe, and that's Professor Reams. It was like Cinderella had lost her shoe. He had none to fit me that said Professor Reams. And so here we go with the closing remarks and the commentary. And
yeah,
the word of the week was ownership. And Granny V explicitly just defined that in her health and wellness. And the scripture of the week, and he added even more, was Psalms 24:1. And if you didn't take notes, he introduced Deuteronomy 10:14 and Luke 1:37. You know, we started talking about different things at the beginning of the show, but what I learned today most of all was the 8 laws of health. And we have a right to live. And we Professor Eddie introduced the fresh air, the sunshine, the temperance, the rest, the exercise, the water, nutrition, but most of all, trusting in the divine power of God. Granny V, in her segment, she talked about this white vinegar and this apple cider vinegar, the healthy benefits of it. What white vinegar is made of, I didn't know all of this stuff. So when we look at the healthy benefits, and when we talked about health at the beginning of this show, when Granny V went through all of the fresh air, the nutrition, the sleep, getting in 8 hours a day, the sunshine, getting your vitamin D, drinking your water. And we had a listener on that said, let's talk about juices and smoothies. And we talked about that, where it even makes our body work less to digest those things. And we had the amazing Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and he said, if you have a mental health problem, dial 988 and press 1. And I was touched by Talana Jones, a word of wisdom expert, and she was asking the question, where do you physically go when you don't know? And that question is such an important case and subject to mention, because a lot of people don't know where to go. You know, we seem like it can be the only place on earth, and we are alone with millions and billions of people on this planet. A person can just be alone with that mental health issue. And so I want to personally thank her for that. But most of all, I want to thank Linda Goldie up in Oregon. She brought us some poetry in motion. She is a prolific poetry artist. Her writings are phenomenal. I mean, God has gave her a gift that, you know, only she has in her way. And she say, art is a friend that you can actually trust in, and until you brush what is true of you, you know, it was so amazing to me, I couldn't keep up because of the rhyme and the rhythm and the sense that it made. And then, you know, Pastor Eddie mentioned about the Hamas situation and the war over there, where over 1,200 people was killed and over 200 people was kidnapped, and two guys from a college
that were kidnapped and how it would affect their family, their friends who couldn't sleep. And then when we talked about all the horrors and traumas of these monsters and with the mental health issues, we had a famous phone call from the doctor herself, Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. And she reminded us that this is Mental Health Month. And when you look at this amazing show that Pastor Eddie put together and produced, it all came connected in a circle where it's all here on this planet. The things we need to learn, the things we need to see, the things we need to know and experience because of the 8 laws of living, the 8 laws of health. It's all here. And so, you know, when we talk about these monsters of war and the haunted soul brother, the creature which was created from murdered souls throughout time and life, these innocent victims who went down to their graves and they couldn't rest because some of them wanted to avenge. And when we look at the Bible, it says, "Avenge is mine," said the Lord. There is some people who cannot speak because their life was taken. So we're here to speak for them on this show where we have my rights, your rights. This is a civil rights show. City, state, national, and international rights. Pastor Eddie is the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, and I applaud you, Pastor Eddie, for everything you do. You've traveled all over the nations. You went to help people that nobody knew. You went to assist helping people who were celebrities, who were stars, people who have been wrong throughout their life. And you showed up, you marched, you protested, you went to court, you've been to jail, you've done everything possible that I know and things that I don't know and we all don't know. So we want to commend you, we want to congratulate you, we want to thank you, we want to give God all the praise and glory for a man like you, Pastor Eddie. Continue to do what you're doing. I pray that he continue your championship for the civil rights of Los Angeles, California, every 50 states, this nation, and even around the world. And with that, that is my commentary.
Well, let's give Clarence a big hand.
Amen.
That's the ring.
Yeah, I'm choking my tears back. Thank you so much, Clarence, for sharing that with me, because nobody knows what it was like to go fight for Ahmaud Arbery. Nobody knows what it was like to go lead a march with George Floyd's family, Sandra Bland, Michael Brown. I can't even name them all. I can't name them all, but the Lord is good and the goodness thereof, and to God be all the glory. Brother Virgil said, "I make my veggies all in one day. I put them in water bottles, and I put them in the freezer. That way you can get up and take one with you." He says he does a lot of fasting. He also said about smoothies that sugar is in a lot of smoothies, so juice rather than doing smoothies because smoothies have a lot of sugar. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody that came on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. I want to thank everybody that came on Instagram Live on Eddie Justice Jr. on Instagram. I want to thank everybody that came on blogtalkradio.com. And then I want to thank In the Mist. I don't want to leave out In the Mist. We got to give a big hand. Can we give a big hand for In the Mist? Because In the Mist is a part of our program. And First Lady Felita Will says she does all-green smoothies. She does an all-green smoothie where there's not that much sugar in there. So I like that, all-green smoothies. And, you know, I'm just grateful for everybody. And I want to send a shout-out to Pastor Ramsey, Sister Carolyn, and everybody on the In the Mist staff. I want to send a shout out to all my co-producers, including, we didn't shout out Cousin V. Let's shout out Cousin V. Cousin V, we love you. We miss you.
Now, Dad, I also want to shout out happy birthday, Trinity. I love you so much.
Happy birthday to you, Trinity, my great-granddaughter. Happy birthday, great-granddaughter. I want to just say this to you because, you know, I know they might, you know, want to, you know, knock us off or whatever, but I love to praise his holy name. I don't know about you, but I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, my soul and shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I'll never ever, he'll never ever, ever let you down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Amen.
Amen.
Man, hallelujah. Hey, thank you so much. Okay, so in closing, remember, whatever you do, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember, number two, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. I'll see you guys here next Monday. And don't forget, I have church service on Sunday. Church service on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. and on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And our topic on our sermon will be God is real. God is real. For all y'all that don't believe, I'm going to make you a believer when you hear this sermon. God is real. And hallelujah. God bless you guys. Don't let nothing steal your joy. I'm going to finish up here, and I'm going to see y'all next Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And until we meet again, God bless you all. I want to say this to you real quick. Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. And, Lord, fix it for me. Only you can do it, Jesus. Please fix it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. God bless you guys. I love y'all. Peace be with you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.